My name is Sylvia Johnson, née Cowling. I was born in 1932. My mum was Harriet Murray, and my mum worked in the local bakery that's still there. I had a brother, Jeff, 5 years younger than me. My dad was Bill Cowling. My dad was a miner. I was born at number 6 Elm Street. We moved to Church Street in the houses that backed onto the school. We moved from there to 4 French Street. We moved from here to 21 The Calls, where my dad was the chauffeur for Brigadier Hargreaves. When war was declared, my dad went straight into the forces because it was a territorial, and we moved back. Didn't have a house, so moved in with my grandma on Greenlee. Soon as there was a house available, 51 Church Street, we moved there.
So you moved about quite a lot.
We moved about an awful lot in this village. Yes, we did.
Tell me about that first house. I didn't quite catch the address.
Number 6 Alma Street. It's not there now, but obviously there are new properties there. But it was right in the corner, and underneath is another house in the wall where my dad's brother lived. So they lived one on top of the other.
And was that a rented house?
Yes, definitely. They were all rented houses, all these that I've told you about. All rented.
Do you know how much the rent was in those days?
I don't know how much those were, but the one we got, 4 French Street, and the rent was 7 and 11 pence 3 farthings.
And that's when you were married?
That's when I was married.
Tell me about what you remember about your dad going to work.
I can only remember him coming home from work. I never saw him go. I always remember him coming home dirty. Always filthy, before the baths, before they got bathed. Yeah.
Right. And how did he get washed then?
We didn't have any hot water, so that water was heated in the set pot at the side of the sink. Exactly the same as all the other houses, yeah. They used to drop the braces down and fasten them, and somebody used to wash the back, you know, because it was all coal dust.
And who was that somebody?
Well, it would be my mum, I should imagine, yeah. Although I can remember going in anybody's house and seeing that happen, somebody washing somebody's back. And if they didn't wash it, the night before streaks were on. You know, streaks running down in among the coal dust. I can remember that clearly. Yeah, as though they hadn't had anybody to wash the back. So everything else had been washed and that bit had been left and water had run down in little rivulets among the coal dust. Yeah.
There was a superstition, I think, at one point that if you didn't wash your back, you were less likely to be in an
accident.
That's
right, I've heard that too. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it kept you safe.
Yeah.
My husband's granddad used to say that, nobody's washing my back. And he had a lot of rivers down his back. I can remember there was an accident at the pit. And Walt Shepherd and my dad, he said, Walt and I were working together and I had to get up and move. They must have been on the knees. He says, I had to get up and walk away from Walt and the explosion was behind me. And when I turned round, all Walt's skin had blown, and he said he had no skin on his arms, it was hanging off his finger ends. And he died, did Walt. And my dad said, if I hadn't walked away, I would have been with him.
But your dad told you that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He told my brother and I presume it was here, because I don't remember my dad working at any other pit, because when we left here, we went to Hargreaves, but we didn't go to the pit. His family lived in Clement Street. I can't remember a lot because we were only 3, but I can remember going to school from there. There were about 5 of us, all in the same street. Lorna was one of them. She lived off the street. And we used to go to school together. And nobody took us. We just used to go all together. And we used to finish up back all together, but nobody took us to school. That's clearly in my mind.
And what, you were only 3 years old?
Yes, we went on our own. Yeah, straight across. Somebody said not long ago, why don't you try and draw what this park was? I said, it'd be a bit difficult, but I could tell somebody else how to draw it, if somebody that could draw, because I can remember it clearly, you know.
And where were you living then when you went to the school then? Were you
In the same, not this street, next street, Powell Street.
So you'd moved from Alma Street to Powell Street, yeah, by the time you were 3
via
years old.
Church Street.
All right, so this is...
This is the third one, yeah.
Right, and you were only three by the time you had lived in three different houses.
So, yes, we went to school, yeah. I can't remember moving from Alma Street to Church Street, but I can remember living in Church Street because you went through the house, the room didn't have anything in it at all. There was no furniture in it. You went through to the other room at the back, which was overlooking the boys' playground. And the table, chairs, cooker, everything was in there. There was no furniture in the other place. Obviously, we didn't have any furniture.
Why not?
But I don't know. I suppose we didn't have any money for any. And everything we needed, table, chairs, and it was a twin stove, was in that one room. I can remember the day we moved. When I was about three, that's when we moved. Yeah.
Where to?
Powell Street.
What number Powell Street?
I think it was number 7. I'm not sure, but I think it was number 7. I'm thinking there were 6 streets, and we were sort of in... My granny's was number 7 in the next street, and I think we were all sort of in a row. You know, my auntie lived in number 7 upwards, and we lived in number 7. I think that's how it went. That's my childhood memory of it.
Once you'd got to Powell Street, what can you remember about living in the house in Powell Street? Was that a better house than the first?
No, it was just a back-to-back. Actually, it was just a back-to-back.
And what kind of things did you get up to as children then?
Well, we said the other day, can you remember when we used to play down the end? It was always, when you went off the streets that way, there was sort of homemade steps. But it was always called down the end. Didn't have a name. We're going down the end. So whatever we played at, whether it would chuck out can or whether it was ball or whatever we imagined we were doing, it was done with stones and mud on the end of the street. And we can all remember doing it.
And what was where the park is now in Muddlesford?
That was allotments. From here upwards, it was allotments. And the path up to school was on the edge where that fence is now.
Right, so there wasn't a great big green park.
No, none at all. The allotments went right up to almost the top of the streets. And then there was a quarry. And the quarry was where Mrs. Websdale kept a goat. So we could all go to feed the goat. And Mrs. Websdale lived in the next street. And we all took peelings and leftovers to Mrs. Websdale's for the goat. And she used to give us a sweet.
And did they milk the goat? Was that what it was
I've
for?
No idea. Oh. I don't know, but I can see it clearly. It was always clinging to the side of the quarry. That's where the bowling green is now.
And was the quarry still working then?
I don't think so. I think it was just a hole to us.
So all the stone had been taken out?
It was still all stone that you could see. You could just see stone, but I don't think anybody ever worked there, not that I can remember.
And when you say the goat was clinging to the sides, was it very deep, the quarry?
No, it wasn't very deep. No, I think they just walked into it.
You remember what the goat was called?
No, I don't. I've thought many a time I wished I could remember its name. But Mrs. Websdale always gave you the Yorkshire mixtures. If you took her a bag full of peelings, you got a big fish. And if you only took her a little bag, you got a little sweet like that. You were rationed by how many you took.
And who was Mrs. Websdale then?
She was just a neighbour. Yeah. She lived at the end house in Clement Street. Yeah. And all her children went to school with us as well.
And can you remember the names of the other people in the streets? Were there other characters in the street?
I suppose there were characters, but we were only kids. Like, you remember somebody that used to shout at you every time you went past a certain spot, you know, go away, don't play here, you know. And Joyce Berry's dad had a parrot that used to hang on the wall outside. And the only thing it could say was... Can't remember. I can't get the words right. But it had one sentence that it had all the time. And we all used to mimic this parrot because that's all it ever said. And the more you said it, the more it said it back to you. So we all used to talk to the parrot. And the lady that lived at the end, I never knew that we were related to us. Till one day, years after, my mum and I were walking up here and she said, "Hello, Aunt Zara, Mum." And this lady said, "Hello, is it Harriet?" So she said, "Yes, it is." "Who's with you?" My mum said, "Aunt Zara's blind." That's why she's asking me who's with me. So she said, it's my daughter, Sylvia. So she said, come and hold my hand and let me, you know. So I went and held her hand. And she said, how old was I? And, you know, normal conversation for a child. And then she said, your mum told me that you were learning to play the piano. So I said, yes, I am. So she says, will you come and play for me because I play? So I said, yes, of course I will. And so we left and I said to my mum, I will go play for her. But who carries that big chair out that she sits in? It's funny. My mum said, I never even thought about that. But they took an armchair out for her to sit on any day when she wanted to sit outside. And I'd noticed the armchair and that's what I wanted to know.
And
she was my mum's cousin, I think. It wasn't a distant relationship. Now, her brother's name's on the war memorial. Sarah's brother. Or Zach, it might have been her son. It's not very far away from the family,
right,
because they were such a big family.